morning. How is everyone doing? You know, we just finished Easter, right? So, what happens around Easter time every year? I'll give you a hint. It involves a long pole.
God risen from the dead.
God's risen from the dead, yes. But this involves, what I'm talking about, involves a pole. And you put something on the end of it, something that wiggles. You throw it into the water, and you pull something out of the river. And the river is, you catch a what? A fish. Fishing, right? Now, I'm a fisherman. I love to fish. I'm what's called a fly fisherman. Which doesn't mean that I catch flies. Yes?
Chuck used to take me down to the river down here.
And do some fishing? Oh, you're going to have fun. Because there's fish down there. I was down there this week looking. And sure enough, there were fish flew all over that stream. So I'm all getting excited because it's getting to the point where I can go down there and do some fishing myself. Well, I want to share with you very quickly that I used to own a boat. I didn't use the boat for fishing, though. It wasn't a regular motor boat. It was a sailboat. And I had that sailboat for a number of years, and I learned, I'd never sailed before, so I had to learn what sailing was. And I learned that it's a different kind of boat than a motorboat. A motorboat has what on the back of it? A motor. And what's the purpose of a motor?
So that you can drive the boat.
So you can drive the boat. And it's to get you someplace as fast as you can, right? So you know where your favorite fishing hole is.
If it's not fast, the battery would die.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, this is a gas motor, so you've got to make sure if you've got plenty of gas there. But you know where the best fishing spots are on the lake. And so you know that there's a certain time of day that they're all biting, so you want to get there as fast as you can. So you got a motor on the back of the boat, and you pull the lever, and and that thing is going, and the propeller's spinning, and all of a sudden that boat's going like this, just to get to that spot as fast as possible. On the way to that spot, you're not paying a whole lot of attention to the scenery. You're not enjoying the fresh air. You're not enjoying the sights of the other people fishing around you. You want to get to that spot as fast as you can because you've got these worms or whatever, the bait, and you want to make sure that you get that into the water before the bait die, right?
Worms,
okay. But now sailing is completely different. A sailboat, you have a big sail, and you have to wait if there's wind. If there's no wind, that boat's going to sit there. It's just going to bob up and down in the water like that. But if there's wind, you know how to hold that sail and capture the wind. And that wind is going to propel you. It's going to send you sailing through that water. You don't use gasoline. You don't use electricity. You only use the wind. But it's a different kind of boating. Because when you're sailing, you're appreciating your surroundings. You're appreciating the wind. You're appreciating, you know, the street, the lake conditions. You love the idea of getting. You don't go someplace in particular. You don't have a place that you want to fish. You just want to sail. You just love the idea of just sailing. Now, here's the distinction between the two. When you have a motorboat, like I say, you want to get somewhere as fast as possible. You don't care for anything between where you get into the boat and where the fishing area is. You just want to get there as fast as you can so you can fish, right? With the sailboat, you're taking your time because you enjoy the process of getting there. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because life is a lot like that. There are some people in life that have a goal. They say, you know, I want to be this rich by the time I die. Or I want to have this kind of a house or this kind of a car. I want to have this many children. And so they set these goals for themselves. And everything they do is to achieve those goals. And sometimes they find out that in the process of achieving those goals, they've lost something. They have not appreciated life on a day-to-day basis that God wants us to appreciate, to enjoy. But when we appreciate the journey, But we realize that we're on a journey, and every day is another step in that journey, and that we need to appreciate the people that come into our lives in that journey, the people that God introduces us to. Then life means so much more. It's so much more fun. It's richer. It's more meaningful. Life becomes very, very wonderful. It's not simply trying to get somewhere, which maybe you'll never reach, but it's enjoying each day. And that's kind of like, so life is more like a sailboat instead of a motorboat. Does that make sense to you? A little bit. I think as you get older, I think it'll make a little bit more sense to you. Are we ready to pray? All right, let's all grab hands and get wired up. You want to take a hand. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for being with us this morning and for reminding again us how important life is, to appreciate each day, to appreciate the friends and the people you bring our way, to appreciate and love our family, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our friends, our teachers, and to see that they're all very, very important, and that we should make people our goals, and to enjoy each day and make the most of it as each day comes. But we love you and praise you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.